You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
So I read where the singer Taylor Swift writes down her dreams, which to me seems like more trouble than it's worth, because it's not as if those are the right answers. Like, instead of what you were going to do instead. It's not as if you're ever going to say, oh right, I don't have to get dressed today, because I'm supposed to go to my office naked. Unless, of course, it's Friday, and your office has extremely casual Fridays. So this week I got around to hearing a lot of the Big Star box set that Rhino Records released last year. And so in this installment, I'm going to play something that I think they could have included in it, but they didn't. Plus cuts by Mercury Rev and the Wigwags and Sean Lennon. I think once the 90s rolled around, it was kind of common for bands to get together and form sort of a collective where they'd share members and record records and stuff. But the earliest good incidence of it that I can think of was from the 80s. And it was Bobby Sutliff and Tim Lee called themselves the Windbreakers, hopefully in reference to jackets, because it's a horrible name. They were from Mississippi, and they made some good records. They were pretty plugged into the indie rock scene, so they were able to get some good friends to play on those records. And from their 1986 LP called Run, here's a tune called Braver on the Telephone. That's a 1991 BBC recording of Mercury Rev performing Coney Island Cyclone. The Cyclone, you know, is an antique wooden roller coaster, one of the last remaining in active use on Coney Island. I saw it myself for the first time just a few weeks ago on July 4th. I was there to see the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is as controversial as you've heard. So what I want to do now is turn our attention to power pop, so-called power pop, often more poppy than powerful. But this is some of the most powerful stuff. First, I want to play a cut that I had expected to find in Rhino's Big Star box set, which I think is called Keep an Eye on the Sky. It's a studio rehearsal of Oh My Soul, and it's got no keyboards on it yet, and just one rhythm guitar track. And, you know, that's a miracle of Oh My Soul, is the rhythm guitar really, it fills out the song, kind of plays the role of a horn section as much as it does a guitar part. So we'll hear that, and then afterward, another Memphis pop act that for whatever reason never gets enough attention for following in the footsteps of Big Star, the Scruffs. So first, this rare version of Oh My Soul. We'll be right back.
do with my life. Seems hard to say what I
two bands from Memphis, Tennessee, Big Star and the Scruffs. Who could have thought that a band could make Big Star seem hugely successful? That's the Scruffs. If you can find a copy of the original Scruffs album, Want to Meet the Scruffs, on the Northern Heights label or the 1997 CD reissue on Revola, pick either of them up and it'll have on that cut on it, which was called She Say Yeah. And speaking of hard to find, this is a good time to hear from our sponsor. More Lost Time is brought to you by award-winning Modern Age Brownies, which have just taken an honorable mention in the Central Massachusetts Premium Commercial Baked Goods Competition. Although I gotta say, this is not much of a point of pride for Jake Schwab, who co-owns the company that makes the brownies. He sent over a copy of his appeal. It's several pages long, but the nature of it is pretty straightforward. Apparently, Modern Age were the only brownies entered in the competition, and so his appeal says, in essence, that if that's the case, then Modern Age should win first place by default. But the key sentence in the reply says, and I'll quote, Mr. Schwab, anyone who's ever seen a contest knows that when winners are announced, honorable mentions are mentioned first, then come runners-up, and the winner is announced last. Since you're the only one, your placement was to be announced first, and that default must mean an honorable mention. End quote. Wow. Yeah, I gotta admit, I'm surprised. There's no question that Modern Age Brownies are the best I've ever tasted. And, you know, if only they were available in stores, I know you'd agree. And if only others had been entered into that competition, I know that Modern Age would have proven superior there. So, I mean, it just goes to show that sometimes it's not enough to be the best. Others have to show up to demonstrate their inferiority to prove your value. Otherwise, a lot of people just might not believe you. You know, they're delicious, they're nutritious, they're even surreptitious. They're Modern Age brownies. Just you wait and see. Back to the music. Here's a band that was from Hope, Arkansas. They recorded only 145 with this A-side called I'm On My Way Down the Road from 1966. This is the Wigwags.
Chris Schenkel for ABC's exclusive color coverage of the Gator Bowl from Jacksonville, Florida, as the great Donnie Anderson ignites the explosive attack of Texas Tech against the wide-open offense of Georgia Tech tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock live here on ABC.
from December 1965. That's the Kinks performing Milk Cow Blues on the old TV show Shindig. Before that, the Wigwags from Hope, Arkansas. And an interesting one because it has an almost gospel-like feel to it, if not in the arrangement, then certainly in the composition. I have one more this week from a record that I'd be tempted to defend if it didn't feel sort of like a waste of time, from Sean Lennon's first record from 1998's Into the Sun on the Grand Royal label. This is a cut called Part One of the Cowboy Trilogy. Out of print and unclear whether there ever was to be additional parts of the Cowboy Trilogy, that's Sean Lennon, recorded with help from members of Chibo Matto, as is so often the case in life. So thanks for listening. The program was written this week by Fran Tickley and produced by Emmy Nominee. You can email us comments, long-distance dedication, music trivia questions, to morelosttime@gmail.com. You can subscribe to the show using iTunes or follow what we listen to in the office using Twitter, @morelosttime. And if you're a music fan on Facebook, consider joining Dan Paquette's Music Obsession by adding that group as a friend. And if you like the music played here, but you also like current rock, read the Clicky Clicky Music blog by Googling the phrase Clicky Clicky. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program for this week, and this has been the sound of More Lost Time.